It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This is the perfect pour.
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, welcome to the perfect pour. It's a show about things fun, the beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And I'm Red Stacy.
And we're wasting away again, talking about beer, drinking the beers, talking about beers we're looking out for, having fun with beers. before the show, I opened up a Black Butte Porter.
Whoa!
That's how
I knew you were drinking something out of the ordinary.
That's how thin my beer fridge is right now. I'm going through porters, leftover porters in there.
It's cold off. It was only like 95 today.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's cool and trendy.
Yeah, it's winter, and I'm drinking some winter beers. Easy drinking. Black Butte Porter. Is there a better
Grand Falls kicked in?
Is there a more classic porter out there now that Sierra Nevada doesn't have their porter out there?
Man, that was one of my favorites too.
Sierra's porter.
Man,
see,
I don't know.
See, can't think. Black Butte wins.
I can talk about Black stouts, but I don't know about self-proclaimed porters.
Nope,
porters. I'm not sure.
What do you have there, Stacy?
I am drinking a Yazoo Hefeweizen from Nashville, and it's quite good. It's got all the stuff that Mikey hates, you know, banana esters and yeasty, beasty wheat beer. It's very, very good. I like it. And this is the first of two that I get to have. But the first beer I had was a gift from someone that I know doesn't listen to the podcast because he would have known not to give it to me, which was the salt blonde ale from Ballast Point. So we'll just forget about that.
Ooh.
I dumped it out.
Oh, and that's indie. That's indie.
And oh, yeah, it's indie again. But no, it was canned in February. That was pre-indie. Pre-indie again, right?
I don't know. That might have been post-indie. I think they've been indie the whole year, I feel like.
Yeah, but when did they get the ingredients to make it, huh?
Yeah, maybe it was Budweiser that bought all, or no, it was AB, or no, whatever. Wait, the Corona people. Whatever they're called.
I'm going to look up the date.
Them.
All them. I know is it's really just not my kind of beer anyways, and anyway, it's fine.
All right, stupid. Well, it's beer, there's room for experimenting. And sometimes the experiments go bad. Nick, what are you drinking?
I am Toppling Goliath Morning Latte Imperial Coffee Milk Stout. It's a sticky one.
Is that a donated beer?
This was a BA Cyclone beer.
Oh, okay.
I think it's been hanging out in the fridge for a while, just waiting for the right moment.
So is it sticky? Like, was it sweet or what?
It must be. I'm reading the label really quick. I don't know what's making it sticky, but yeah, it's like it's a sugary, sticky kind of feel. Cacao nibs.
Cacao.
Maybe it's the lactose. I don't know. Something's making it stick to everything.
Swish with it.
Nice flavor.
Can't find the date on Ballast Point, whatever stuff.
Whatever. It was, I think, nobody cares anymore.
I don't care.
Nobody cares anymore. I mean, I care, but nobody else does.
Well, I think my opinion and advice to them is don't make that beer anymore.
Yeah, who's buying that? I mean, other than accidental.
December 2019, buys. Kings and Convicts bought them.
Was it December? Okay.
December.
See? Could have been. Yeah, it could have been. All I right. think we're both right. Rad says they might have bought the ingredients as a corporate, big corporate beer. And then they made it as indie brewers. They went through with it. Maybe that's the problem.
Maybe.
Half of it was, you know, not indie. So
who knows?
You not got the thing. Non-indie version.
Yeah, that was. I could taste the non-indie.
Yeah, you're like. Nick, do you have cultures? You want to start with culture?
Culture? There is no culture.
Ah, boo. Who got culture? That's how you just walk into the tap rooms now and just go, there's no more culture. No more culture. And they're like, oh, you again. So if you're not going to order a beer, could you leave? There's no culture here.
There's no culture. Where's my culture?
I got your culture right here.
It's all whiskey and seltzers out there.
Yeah, I just drink whiskey now. Thanks. Thanks for coming down to the tap room, letting us know. Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, I just drink whiskey.
There's no anchor updates since July.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I was been like putting my feelers out on that on the interwebs too. If you're listening to this right now and it's Friday, you can sing happy birthday to me.
Well,
I'll feel it.
We are totally on that. Rad Stacey's birthday is right now.
It is happening right meow.
Happening right in front of our faces. And your ears.
And I am on my way to Sycamore Springs, Hot Springs. And it's great. Wow, and I'm having such a good time.
Is that There's the no one, podcast signal out there, so she won't hear any of this.
Is that the right, one on the coast? Is that the one by Avila Beach?
Avila.
Yeah, Avila.
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 Sorry.
Avila Beach. It's the resort that where every room has its own hot spring, like tub that you fill up. And my ex-husband was like, oh, they probably just like use the same water that everybody else's butts have been touching. And yeah. I was like, you know, so that's why we're exes. Like, get out of here.
You're like, I like butt water.
Right. I'm like, well, I don't put my head under.
Yeah. Drink it.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking it.
That's good.
It's a fun time. If you've never stayed there, it's pretty cool. But and I'm getting the champagne service facial and massage package at the day spa.
Nice. So,
dang.
I'm getting pampered.
Pampered.
Wampered.
Yeah. While Rad Doug is in Raton, New Mexico.
Dang.
I know. Oh. We're all just doing super fun stuff.
You're just going to be in that little tub all by yourself, just chilling.
My daughter and my niece are going with me too.
Oh, yeah,
I know. I'm so nice. I'm like, hey, do you guys want to come and ruin my birthday?
Right.
You guys want to make my
one
birthday
of you bastards
way more
has to drive me around.
I know one of them is 16 and she keeps failing her freaking driver's test.
Damn it.
Damn. I know. That's cool though. We'll just Uber if I want to have something to drink. It's all good. Yeah, just relaxation. We're going to do yoga, hiking, maybe have some Silva.
Oh,
nice.
Beer while I'm over there because I do enjoy me some Silva from time to time.
I've not been to Avila in quite some time. Is there any place to have beer in Avila? Does anyone know?
That's a great question. We won't find out until next week when I'm back. But
all right.
Anyone's listening and
catch
knows,
that.
But I'm sure I can ask.
We'll see that what happened at Rad Stacey's Avila Spring the birthday party with teenagers.
Right.
Well, I do
How
know,
many Hot Pockets will she consume this weekend?
So I don't, I've stayed at the actual resort a few times in my life, but usually when I go, I just rent a hot tub for an hour and, you know, grab some, some beer. You know, you can rent it's a like, hot tub
we have
for an
rooms
hour
all
by
night.
Yourself or with others. It doesn't matter. but they have a fridge where you can take, you know, beer up there and stuff. And it says, don't bring your own, which I always go in with a backpack. And
bastards.
Sorry, Avila Sycamore Springs. I bring my own. What are you going to do? Pat me down? Come on.
Yeah.
But they have just like tall cans of, you know, the, your typical shit, like 805, 805 Cerveza, and then like Lagunitas and Sierra Nevada.
805, 805 Cerveza.
Oh.
Right. White label. Oh, that's good because I don't like the dark 805. The dark 805 is like, no, it's too heavy.
It's evil.
Way too heavy.
Just so damn evil.
Oh, you like that dark shit? Avila Beach. I think there is an, isn't there an Avila Beach Brewing? I thought there was.
I've not heard of this.
Beach beer. There's wineries, of course. Oh, there's the there is the Libertine Tasting Room there.
They have a tasting room in Avila? All right. Yeah. That's good. Do they have it where they have guest taps or is it just Libertine?
There's also Mr. Rick's.
Mr. Rick's.
I got real drunk in there one time.
Uh-oh.
It's all coming back to me.
Yeah,
real nice, Clark.
That sounds like you're not welcome back in there.
There's Pierfront Wine and Brew.
Sounds like you're like, oh, are you from Fresno, ma'am? I'm from Clovis.
Yeah, I actually remember doing a beer fest something or other at the golf spot over there. And there was this like really big, sweaty, redheaded guy who wanted to dance with me. And he was getting sweat all over me. And I got like really sick. And I was just like, I can't do this anymore. And that was my last Mr. Rick's experience.
I just came from the spa. Sorry about the sweat. I just came from the spa. Let's go dance.
Yeah, I remember getting a snapshot on draft there. And that's why I was able to go celebrate.
Oh.
Yeah, Mr. Rick's.
Mr.
Rick's. Pickle Rick. Rick's,
yeah. All right. That's a 70s. That's some 70s dude, Mr. Rick. I can already tell.
Yeah. Well, I think they share like...
He's Jimmy Buffett guy.
And Custom House are like the same folks. Like whoever runs Custom House right there, which is a restaurant, runs Mr. Rick's too.
Oh.
I don't know. Call in if I'm wrong.
maybe they're not related at all and they're just hardcore rivals and they're like, I hate Mr. Riggs. I hate Mr. Customs.
But they share a wall.
Yeah.
No, because I remember doing like a QA test there and it was like the same they shared a beer fridge. Like I remember it being very
You know you're friendly anyway. If you can share a beer fridge.
Yeah. We share refrigerators at the funeral home.
I don't want to know what's in the refrigerator.
With other funeral homes.
I love gold.
Not with your food and stuff.
Not with our food. No, that's illegal, apparently. Who knew?
What?
I think it's more because it's not good for the food.
Yeah, who cares?
I think it's more of a food safety issue than it is for a dead safety issue.
I just
Grandma's perfume creeping in my mac and cheese.
You walk in, you're like, all right, which one of you took a bite out of my sandwich?
I just opened up a slice beer company's West Coast IPA Original Death. Speaking of, I didn't plan that at all. Talking about funeral homes, and look, I'm drinking Original Death from Slice Beer Company.
Original Death.
This is donated
by Wazoo. What
is your obsession
with death, craft beer industry?
They love it. They're like, we're all gonna die. Might as well have a beer.
Craft beer helping you die since 1875.
I saw some images and this is culture. Like what I'm about to say right now is culture.
Okay.
We'll related.
Judge of that.
So I saw a lot of images. I'm not going to like name names, but I am going to say that it was Firestone Walker.
just as a placeholder.
But I'm not going to name.
Yeah.
But I saw some images and video of like some Firestone Walker. What did they call it? It was like, you know, it's basically their yearly get together stuff where they honor beer bros and beer broads.
Inside
the company, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like the most like whitewashed, like stereotypical, like imagery that I could see. Like if you were going to ask AI, like build me a craft brewery full of stereotypical craft beer people, like that's what it would. It would build all these, you know, lots of plaid, lots of beard.
Flannel guy, beard guy.
So much flannel, so much plaid. You know, really clean, straight build hats. Like that seems to be a thing in the craft beer industry. Is
with the sticker still on.
Yeah, with the sticker still on, it's very important. And I just thought it was really funny. I was like, yeah, they really are just like very squeaky clean over there. Soft hands and all. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about.
That's what the girls say about me. Mr. Soft Hands over there.
Soft Hands.
You haven't built a display in your life.
Like, wait, what? What else? What are we talking about here? By the way, this original death, it's very good. Especially after having a porter. I'm a big believer in especially when you're drinking IPAs, to set yourself up with some sort of stout or porter or even lager before you have your IPA, because then the IPA just pops. Yeah, Stacey?
I don't know. I was just going to say that Appalachian Mountain Brewery merges with Green Man Brewery. Does anyone care about that? I've never heard of either one of these.
I've not heard of either one of those.
If I'm in the Appalachians,
I'd be into this news, I guess. Our Appalachian listeners. You ever done the Appalachian Trail? I haven't done that. Uh-oh, trouble at Stacey's.
Is
barking at Nick. Nick's frozen. I don't know.
I didn't know if he was just frozen to me or to everybody.
Nick, come in.
That's Nick's.
All right. Well, maybe Nick will return.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. What's happening over there?
Firestone Walker introduces Mind Haze Tropic Rocket IPA to the annual mix pack.
Wait.
Tropic Rocket.
Wait, what? Wait, who is it? What's Tropic Rocket?
Mind Haze Tropic Rocket.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Well, say that three times real
fast. I will say give it to Firestone. They do change out their mix pack, exclusive beer in their mix packs quite often. Mm-hmm. So, which makes it interesting. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, if you like mixed hazy packs, that's going to be really good for you folks out there looking after that. Weldworks Brewing and the Real Dill release a pickle beer. Fucking pickle beer. Why are people doing pickle beers?
It's fun.
Pickle beers.
Oh, wait. Nick's back.
Knock it off. Oh, Nick's back.
I'm here.
Where'd you go?
You left us.
I needed another beer.
You're also your screen is frozen. I don't know.
Yeah, my screen's been frozen for a while. You guys are still okay.
All right, that's fine. That's all in the news.
So speaking, I can't see this because my camera's frozen. We're an audio show.
It's fine.
My camera's off. What the hell?
Did anyone have any Oktoberfest, by the way, this season yet? We're deep in.
I've had
Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest, but I've had an Oktoberfest beer.
Yeah, I've had an Oktoberfest beer too.
Firestone that has the Oktober?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That's the one.
I saw that at the market and I was like, nah, I'm good. Because Oak, you got Oak in the name. Nah, I'm good.
Well, I'm going to call out Rye on Life then. You're always freaking texting me about bullshit I don't care about. Get me some Oktoberfest.
Bullshit.
I know that you're down there in the South Valley, but, you know, I'm down there sometimes too.
Well, they got it at the market. Go over
to the
market.
Hook a girl up.
Go over to the market. I mean, we're up here. And I know you don't go this far north, but.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, my camera's broken.
Man.
Oh, no.
Well, at least you're not frozen with like a dumb look on your face.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a normal
sleeping. Shot. Have I fallen asleep yet?
You have the glasses on that make it look like your eyes are
like you're,
yeah, I painted them on.
You look like you're looking for something on the internet, so you're fine. It's fine.
Probably. Yeah. That's my typical.
Yeah, I'm sure he is doing that.
You guys probably asked a question not directly to me, but I felt the need to answer.
Are you going to go to Paso Robles, Vino Robles, to see Alice in Chains? Is that where you're looking up tickets for Alice in Chains?
We're torn between that and Aftershock in Sacramento.
Ooh, Aftershock. Oh. Choose Aftershock. Although, from Josh telling us on Flowing with Famous this month, that I've never seen a show at Vino Robles, and it's like he says it's like a very intimate shoreline, so... That sounds like it'd be a pretty awesome Alice in Chains show. An intimate outdoor Alice in Chains show? That sounds pretty good.
Intimate Alice in Chains. Do all those go together? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Intimate Chains.
Intimate Chains.
I like it. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't really have a lot of beer culture-y type stuff.
Okay.
I feel like we're in a bit of a beer culture drought.
I know you guys.
Everybody's just waiting for the next big thing to break. What's the next style?
We're just hanging out.
New style.
Where's our spring seasonal? Beer. It's about time, right, for 2024 spring seasonal.
Tropical beers are old now.
You already missed it.
We're going to start the celebration watch 2023. So get ready.
Brace yourselves.
It's going to be
October this year. Will it be October or will they at least wait till November?
Mm. Oh, no, it'll be October. I think,
I'm still really excited to hit up Denver later this month, too. So I'll be looking for places I want to hit up in Denver.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In between weddings and Colin and Janine and, you know, all the like really fun stuff. We're just going to get it.
If they don't all close before you get there.
Man. Shit.
The
government funded.
There is the beer to look out for. As you guys know, that Russian River is putting Velvet Glow, their dry... lager and the STS pills in cans, and they'll be distributing them, not just taproom exclusive, but.
And what did I tell you that's a symptom of? What did I say? What did I fucking say?
What did you say? That's a symptom.
I said this is a symptom.
Hot pockets.
Symptom of hot pocket buyouts. Yeah, no.
Hot pocket money's coming for.
This
Russian
is
river.
A symptom of. You know, let's expand distribution. This is like quick, get it on the shelf, expand distribution, show them that we're healthy.
Makes
and
sense.
Then some kind of merger. I don't know.
Oh, come on now.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, Stacey, don't you jinx it.
It's a big beer buyout. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that maybe they don't want to go it alone anymore.
Wow. What? No.
They wanted to retire.
I can't wait to wear my shirt that says I fucking told you so.
That's possible.
Fucking told you so. It's not impossible.
The retirement angle feels possible.
Okay, but then like what does that mean though? Okay, retirement, then what? We put it in 6-pack cans and then we just walk away and
they
we don't make any more beer ever
world.
Again. We'll burn that shit down.
No, I don't think they're not that old. They're like my age and stuff. Which is, I mean, I know it's.
Yeah, but in beer years, you're not thinking about beer years.
They age you faster. I'm like,
yeah.
But how old is their liver?
I'm actually.
Chuck Silva's only 26. I mean,
yeah, I'm actually 26. My beard's 38. Somehow, I don't know how that works.
What is that Simpsons episode with Hans Moleman when he's like, I'm only 26 years old?
Are they saying boo or booerns? Boo! I was saying booers.
Hans Mole Man is one of my favorite.
He's just the sweetest old man, and he just gets the shit kicked out of him every episode.
And when you kiss him, he tastes like a peanut.
Oh no!
Salty, tastes like a peanut.
That's terrible.
All right, for you younger listeners, go back to seasons pre-10th season on Simpsons, and you'll.
Oh my gosh, so many seasons.
Pre-10.
I haven't been watching Simpsons like the past few years. So I don't know what it's like anymore. If they're still funny.
They lost me.
Oh really? They lost you? Oh, then it's not good.
Yeah, anything after 13, I'm just like, it's no longer relevant to my generation.
Oh no, generation.
Moving on. Yeah,
but if you want to know the future, watch.
To be relevant.
If you want to know the future, just watch The Simpsons. And
it's true. You know, see, and I don't want to know the future. It's already been fucked enough. So there's some culture for you.
Yeah,
Billy Beer.
Ooh, Billy Beer. Nick, is there any culture you want to share before we move on? Or a beer you want to open?
Yeah, you got to have something. You can't rely on us.
It's my life's goal is to rely on you.
Oh, man.
No, I look through the news and it's just like craft beer is stale. Craft beer is waiting for the next style. How to dress up your winter ales.
How to add shit to your beer.
Wait,
that real
dress them up with what? They're already terrible.
You put little bad sweaters on the glass you're using.
Ooh, that's fun. So Kriya, how to knit your own koozies this winter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Koozies.
I thought we were dressing up with cinnamon sticks and shit, which I'm like,
Let's see. Would you like to ask a bartender where to find Philly's best lagers?
Yeah.
Oh. Would you like to know the story behind Durango's craft beer industry?
But Durango, Colorado?
If I was going to Durango.
Maybe.
All I know is I saw a beer influencer on Instagram, a known beer influencer on Instagram doing a cocktail that and it was obviously sponsored, whoever did the, influencer sponsored, and she had to make this cocktail, and she made it out to be super easy, but there were 10 different steps she was going through, and do this and do this and do this and do this, and then you've got this perfect cocktail. I'm like, oh my god, this is why I hate cocktails. There's she did 12 different things. I was like, I can do one thing. Open, pour,
and you have to wait 12 minutes for it. That's the whole other thing too. There's you're going to teppanyaki or something, you're just give me the fucking drink already. I don't need you to flip things around and do a dance.
Come on, give me the beer.
Give me the beer.
Give me the beer.
So as soon as you said Durango, I was immediately taken back to one of my favorite breweries of all time in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And it's not New Belgium, guys. It's Ska Brewing Company.
Oh.
For any of you who have you.
Nefarious Ten Pin.
Have you ever had any of their stuff? Yeah. Their stuff is great.
Yeah. We've had a few things.
Yeah, their ESB blew my mind. It was the same experience that I had when I had a fresh fat tire for the first time, where it just was so epic to me. Their ESB was and is, hopefully it is, still really great.
Yeah.
It's actually one of the ones where when I go to Colorado, I'm like, I've got to go to a place that sells craft beer.
Call in Janine, the Ska Brewing, put it on the list.
Give me a six-pack of ESB.
This has your name all over it. It's called Ten Pin Porter from Ska Brewing.
Yeah, no, I've had it. Ska and bowling kind of go together pretty well.
Let's go bowling.
Fresno Zone, Let's Go Bowling. One of the most prominent ska bands of all time, as far as we know.
And there was a I think it was a ska band that became famous out of the Nard, out of Oxnard, who started playing in a bowling alley, I believe.
They're not Let's Go Bowling.
Yeah, they're not. Sorry, they're not Let's Go Bowling. But
Real big fish. Bucko 9.
Real big fish. Enjoy the listeners calling the show and getting on the show themselves and giving us content. So then we just sit back and listen and get drunker.
Yes.
You can finally get on the show several ways. You can call our voicemail line, 559-492-0542. That's just sitting there 24/7 waiting for you to leave it a message. Or you can even text it, I believe. And we'll play that on the show, or you can email us with your voicemail or your email, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and this is great because I am three coronas deep after bowling.
Oh, man. Nothing good happens three coronas deep, let me tell you.
At Bolero.
Yeah. Bolero. So they're super fresh is what you're saying.
Was that, how was the
bar? It was actually pretty good, yeah.
How was the bar scene at Bolero tonight?
It's the same as always. There's always like idiots there getting giant drinks that look like bowling balls. You know, like the drink, it looks like a fishbowl, actually. It's a fishbowl, but they're saying like, oh, it's the bowling ball margarita or whatever. And they're just like, oh, yeah, give me three straws so we can get schnocker down on the lanes.
Schnocking.
And then I get pissed because that's why everything's sticky down the lanes.
Yeah,
and
everything's sticky.
You know, trip.
Who spilled their fishbowl?
Getting my bowling shoes, my $120 bowling shoes all fucked up.
Jesus.
I know, it's expensive.
Are they made by Vans? What's going on here?
No, they're made by, I don't remember the brand.
Can you hear me? I'm driving! Hey, Wazoo.
What's up, Wazoo?
Hey.
I'm just listening to the show, and Rad Stacy said Jack in the Box and pumpkin beers, and I was like, yeah, I'll call in. So, a pumpkin beer. I would pair with the teriyaki chicken rice bowl with an egg roll.
Damn.
From the old Jack in the Box. I think that would complement each other just nice. Spicy, sweet, savory. I think that would hit the spot.
Japanese fare.
Gourmet.
A couple of shows back, Stacy, you had that bad with featuring Hobby Pilsner from Ghost Town. And you just said, oh, it doesn't taste like peach, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't supposed to taste like peach. Peacherine is a new hop.
Oh!
You know, like, it's a new hop variety called Peachery, and that's why it's not tasting like peach. So you should watch out for that hop because it's kind of a nice fruity hop.
Okay.
Mikey, keep bagging on lager.
It definitely was stone fruity.
On lager. Did you like that Baltic Porter you had a couple weeks back from Urban Roots, the one with the cool glasses on the label?
I think it was all right.
9%, it's that's actually what a Baltic Porter is, like 9%, but you're drinking a lager.
No, no, sip Porter. Yeah, sip Porter on that label.
Baltic Lager?
You're a Baltic Lager.
I don't remember what else I was going to say. Just got done having lunch at Moonraker Millhouse. Yes, Moonraker opened a second
Millhouse
location.
Everything's much coming up Millhouse.
Actually, about 12 minutes away, so it's pretty swell. Got to get up there. I had myself a sausage and mushroom pizza and had a Simcoe Surprise IPA. I bet you can guess what hops were in that. It was pretty good. So back to the works, and I'm going to keep listening to the show now. That's all I got. Be safe, have fun, check your dates. Bye.
Bye.
Yes, definitely check your dates.
I'm driving!
Especially if it's Ballast Point from Total Wine.
Anything. it's anything funny. Total Wine. Check, like, the... Just as soon as if they put something on the floor, check it. Like, they just got done putting it on the shelf. They're like, check those dates.
Yeah, and get one of those guys and be like, hey, I don't want the stuff that's on the shelf here. I want the stuff that's up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bring me the
lifty freaking thing.
Yeah. Bring the crane. It's really funny.
Completely ruined everybody's day because I want that beer up there.
God. I love that Wazoo said egg rolls because that's what B Round said, pumpkin beer paired with egg rolls and sweet and sour sauce. But then he made a barfy emoji face.
It was Jack in the Box egg rolls or just egg rolls in general?
Jack in the Box, specifically Jack in the Box egg rolls, ordered after midnight.
Oh, I had
only after midnight. Yeah, you don't want that 10:30 p.m. egg roll. You want that 12.
You need the sober up egg rolls at 1 a.m.
I'm all about the tacos at that stage of Jack in the Box.
The mini ones, right?
You said the mini ones are good too. I actually wrote a blog post about the mini box.
Jack in the Box. Oh no!
Yeah, I did.
So did the mini ones have lettuce?
The mini ones don't have lettuce. You don't have, but I say no lettuce on all tacos. Taco Bell, Jack in the Box, no lettuce. Because
no, there's
horrible.
Something magical about when they deep fry it with the lettuce in there. Oh, the lettuce gets real weird.
Terrible.
It's like a science experiment.
Yeah, it should be illegal. I think the state of California
it's green
allow
but
that.
Soggy. How does this work?
I don't know what Gavin Newsom's doing all day, but how he's not regulating how the Jack in the Box fries their tacos, like. What the fuck is he doing?
Hey, they're making sure that there's no like Listerio living on that lettuce by flash frying it.
There you go.
Sterile as hell.
That's true.
You're not going to get any.
You can perform surgery with those things. They're sterile.
Yeah. You could eat off that. That's so sterile.
Doctor, I'm not complaining, but I cannot. All I can smell is French fries after my surgery. What's going on here?
The scalpel would not get
clean. This is Psycho Bear. And I just had to share my Labor Day weekend. By the way, I hope everybody had a great one, too.
Oh, yeah.
I made a little journey up to North Star in Lake Tahoe for some mountain bike park ripping. I don't know if anybody's into that. Poor realm, I'm sure there is, but it was outstanding. Actually, my first trek up to a bike park, and it was amazing. Did some runs like Playground, Comstock, a couple Black Diamonds, Speed Control.
That's 80s ski movie
and,
reference.
Probably my favorite one with some big hits.
You got to do the Black Diamond.
Dog. Yeah. just out.
Oh,
maybe
that's it.
Brad, right. Stacy can appreciate this. A little wine fest.
Wine.
Bob, who had me up there? Thank you again, poor Bob. Anyways, of course, got to talk about the craft beers. Also made it up to a spot I've never been to, but had their beers many times. 50-50 in Truckee. Woo! Good stuff. I have to say,
love it.
Oh yeah.
The best beer of that was their. Surprisingly, Bart. I was not a big fan of the Bart. The barrel age really tasty, but it was good. The cuvee was good. 2022.
Not the Eclipse.
That's come out of there with a couple cans, but anyways, just want to share my Labor Day weekend. Hope everybody's doing well. I had a great one too. And anyways, don't forget check your dates. Later.
Mm-hmm. Late.
Bye.
Man, Tahoe.
I love Tahoe, bro. Yeah.
I love Tahoe.
Those Bay Area people, they love their Tahoe.
My Labor
Are you
Day.
South Lake or North Lake?
I'm all sides.
All lake. Basically, all wherever sides. My friends are, where I can be staying and eating and drinking for free.
That's South Lake then.
Yeah, so that's just like mid-lake.
Mid-lake? Bro, you're so mid-lake.
Emerald Bay.
If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see what I did on Labor Day, which was pretty much like remodeling my bedroom and getting that big old round chair that my dog now thinks is his.
Yeah. Welcome. Yeah,
thanks,
welcome to
Joybird.
Old age. I painted the outside of my house all day on Labor Day. That's what I did.
Oh, wow.
I fucking hate painting.
I threw a bunch of shit away that I know my husband won't miss. Hopefully.
Never
Yeah, we'll see. That's a good idea. Just get rid of it and then just see how important
it is. I got rid of some stuff that I knew was garbage and then I let's see. What? How do I want to put this? I
reimagined,
rehomed some stuff, mm-hmm. and so now I get to spend the next 6 months of like, hey, honey, have you seen? Hey, honey, have you seen? And
nope.
I'd be like,
yep.
Nope. You better hope Doug doesn't listen to this. Nobody told Rad Doug what Stacey did.
Yeah, I just sent Rad Doug a message saying, hey, your wife is rehoming all of your shit. Better.
So basically, any Amazon package that shows up between now and next Wednesday is just going to get thrown in the trash.
That's not true. Trash. I should rehome. It's not trash. It's
trash.
I did throw some stuff away. Sorry.
Wow.
Man. We really do need to create like a separate online profile for him just called Rad Duck.
Yeah.
Well, what is where you just post pictures of what you think he needs to be seen.
But what is your Instagram handle? You're touting it. You wanna what is it though?
Mine? Oh, it's just Rad Stacy. RadStacy.
As the underscore?
No, that's Untapped has the underscore. Okay. Instagram is just Rad Stacy, all one run on word. And don't forget the E. Sentences. And also don't click on Rad Stacy Music. There's someone else.
Yeah, that's like.
But I still think we should collaborate.
Very, very mediocre band.
I get tagged in a lot of Rad Stacy performances. But they all love me. They're like, Rad Stacy in concert is the best.
Yes, you.
We got to get you in concert.
I am.
Day 54 of Radar Palooza.
Radar Palooza. Day 54. He's still at Radar Palooza. He's like, I've never left.
I got a job at the Incline. I eat fries on everything. All I wear is black and yellow.
Black and yellow. Black and yellow.
How are you doing? I'm just kidding. Radar Palooza over for this year.
I think right.
Her wife cannot wait till Radar Palooza 4.
I bet.
Yeah, me neither.
He's just like, hey, Radar, where is it going to be? I'm pretty fired up about it.
A nice little Friday we have. I'd like to say happy birthday to Rad Stacy.
Aww, happy look birthday at to Pittsburgh Tom.
Thank
happy
you.
Birthday. No, not birthday. Happy anniversary to my beautiful wife, Liz. 11 years. Right. And there's going to be a few Perfect Poor listeners flying into Green Bay.
What?
Friday afternoon for a weekend. Get it. Woo. But you'll have to wait till next week.
Oh, that's like a little mini Radar Palooza.
Well, we will probably hit up a cheesery. I love that word, by the way, Rad Stacy.
Cheesery?
Cheesery.
We don't really care what you call it here. Cheese house, cheese factory, cheese depot, creamery, cheese museum, cheese emporium,
milkery,
cheese castle, which is that shit.
Cheese pour,
cheese castle.
Or just our crazy friend Rick that makes cheese in his Four Seasons room. Just get your curds squeaky.
Whoa. Yeah, if they don't squeak, they're not real. That's for sure.
Right.
Yeah,
we'll probably tested.
Have two, three old fashions.
Two, three old
probably
fashions.
Probably have some new Glarus, which
new
you can
Glarus.
Only purchase in Wisconsin.
Spot the cow, yeah.
So you when people come to the liquor store I work cow? At, they check out with cases of Spot the Cow. I say, you taking those across state lines? You can see the panic and guilt all over their face.
Yeah, you're taking those across state lines.
My son wants to bring
there.
Spot the Cow when I come home. I go, no worries. No worries, my friend.
That's a good life.
Just bring some beer back for me. We'll call it even.
Yeah, just got to bring a six-pack for the border patrol guys.
Till next week. Happy Friday. Happy everything.
Mm-hmm.
Keep up the good work.
I'm going to fancy it up for you.
Green Bay.
It's
that Bay.
I took French for just a moment, so I'm going to give you the Maison de Fromage.
A Maison de Fromage.
Maison de
House
fromage.
Of Cheese.
Maison de Cheese. I'm from Montreal, Quebec, and it's pronounced Maison de
Fromage. Je voudrais une chaise, s'il vous plaît.
Fromage. Chaise.
It says fromage.
Did you say Jim Appel?
No, I said Jim Gray.
Okay, because Jim Appel is my name.
Jim Appel and Nicolas. My name is cheese. My name is Fromage.
My name is Pencil.
Fromage du stink.
Isn't Pencil Stilo?
Sure.
Is that
yes.
Pin?
Yeah, that sounds yes. right.
Oh, Stilo is pin, yeah.
See, it's all coming back.
Right. Okay. We'll be fluent by the end of the episode.
Maison de fromage.
Casa Una birra.
Casa de queso. See? Multilingual.
It translates. Bye. I'm trialing. I'll try anything once.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, guys.
Not driving. Not even drinking. It's not even 8 a.m. on a Saturday.
What the heck?
Well, anyway, I wanted to call to let you know that I don't have an excuse to be all whiny in this voicemail. Man. So I'll try again next week. Maybe there's something I could whine about. Because the reason why I don't have anything to whine about is because thanks to Mikey's tip, I was able to get the backing off the Chew Your Beer sticker. Thanks, nice. Mikey.
You're welcome.
And thanks, Chew. Appreciate it. Appreciate the stickers. So now I got a Chew Your Beer sticker on my suitcase. And luckily he gave me a few. I have two suitcases. I have like a giant suitcase for if I'm going to be traveling more than just a couple days. Like in the past, I went out of town for like 3.5 weeks for work. That's pretty rare. That hasn't happened since 2019. But anyway, let's change direction. So a couple things I want to get in this voicemail before I'm done, other than the sticker.
Stay serious.
And I'm almost at half the time already. What the hell? I'm in a salsa competition at Tactical Ops. Whoa. I made a yallo salsa. That's right, yallo. That's how you pronounce the word yallo. It's not yellow like some people think.
Yellow.
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 And
yellow like the winery?
Also, I wanted to... Oh, yeah, wish me luck. By the time you get this voicemail, it would have been over. I don't really think I'm going to win. It's kind of hard making a half a gallon of salsa.
Is that the fair?
I did my best. Let's see what happens.
Salsa
pretty,
competition?
Though. Nice and yellow. Let's see what happens. Also, about the latest show that I heard... I believe Stacy said asked the listeners to come up with a pumpkin beer that would pair well with Jack in the Box food.
Yes.
So I'm going to try. You know, I like to try. I do love Jack
in the Box right now, guys.
I don't eat it all the time.
The DoorDash driver will reject that.
Mikey, those mini tacos. Oh my gosh. Those things are so good.
Mini tacos.
I like their jalapeno poppers. Anytime I go to Jack
you
in
can
Box,
thank Fresno for that.
I definitely get that.
I'll tell you why in a
second.
They
have so much to choose from, too. Really a huge menu. It makes it kind of tough sometimes. But what pumpkin beer to pair with Jack in the Box? That's the hard part for me. Mm. That's even tougher than choosing something on that giant menu.
Yeah.
Because I hate pumpkin beer. I hate pumpkin spice in general. I don't eat pumpkin pie. I don't like that spice combination. I do like spices. Like Stacy, I love Indian food. I like spices. Don't get me wrong. But there's something about the pumpkin spice spice blend. Blech. Well, anyway, I don't know. I don't know what to pair with it because I don't drink that kind of beer. Keep up the great work. Sorry I ran over by about 8 seconds.
Maybe.
Maybe we pair the pumpkin spice beer with a Jack in the Box dessert.
Ooh, the mini churros.
Yeah. And then diabetes.
Diabetes. Those mini tacos. If you enjoy those mini tacos out there in the country, you can thank Fresno for that because we are the test market for many of the fast food items.
We sure are.
We are the test market. We are responsible for the Doritos Loco taco shells, and we are also responsible for the mini tacos from Jack in the Box. They test marketed it here. That's why I was saying I wrote a blog post about it, and now they're out there in the world, and they are delicious. And when they're fresh, I don't know. I haven't had a stale version, but oh gosh, they're so good.
Jack in the Box and the beer industry and beer industry bros and friends. I go way back. Yeah. This is why I asked this question, because I want to know what you guys want to pair with what beer. Well, because
I mean, that's what we had.
Was, beer fest, you make bad it, choices. You yeah. stay up till 2 and you're like, let's go to Jack in the
you
Box.
You either had Jack in the Box or Jack the Box or Taco Bell. And
yeah,
you know, and so it depends on where you're at and who you're with. That's a vote for Jack in the Box. I hear.
Yeah. And I said Jack in the Box, and I was like, "What?
Let's go. Get in the car. Road trip."
What are you guys, you know, there's what?
So much to talk about.
That's probably why they're barking.
Okay. There's only so much talk about you can have. At some point, you gotta go Jack in the Box. You know.
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting for it. This voicemail will load up. It's taking forever.
Sounds good.
Okay, good.
That's fine. Okay. Nothing's happening.
Hey, guys.
What's up, fellas? Perfect Pour.
There it is.
Whoa. We're here. Whoa. We're in Virginia Beach.
Colin and Janine?
What?
Yeah. We're Virginia Beach, and we did some cool breweries here. They have some cool breweries.
Yeah, it turns out that the breweries are kind of spaced out here. You can't just like go to like 5 in a day or anything like that. They're kind of far away. But we had a car and we had
bad place for a Ranapalooza.
So that was kind of cool. And we hit up some of the good stuff. And
our favorite so far, I feel like, has been the Vale.
And Ooselfinch.
And Ooselfinch. Ooselfinch was very, very
Ooselfinch.
It was also very far away.
Welcome to Ooselfinch.
But it was also their anniversary.
Yeah, so, they had a whole tent thing going on. And they had like
they had some guest tops from The Answer. Where's The Answer from?
Oh, we had The Answer.
Yes.
And we had Monkish at a different brewery. Not at Ooselfinch, but
no, at The Vale.
They had some guest taps. The Vale had the Vale had the Monkish. The Answer was at Ooselfinch, but it was delicious. Ooh, nice.
Yeah, also, so where are those from? They're from, I don't know. They're great.
We don't know, but they are good. They're very good hazies.
Very good.
We've decided that if you like hazies, then you're going to be
hazies.
And then you're going to go to a brewery that has good hazies. But if you don't like hazies, then there's
I like
Jenny and I have no recos for you whatsoever.
No, so our friend Michelle only likes Belgians, and so there's few breweries here for her. But
so far.
But she did have some Belgians that you liked, right? Did you like that
one?
That
the Nost? One at the Bay Beach one.
And then
Back Bay.
You don't have to remember it. Yeah. Nobody wants to know.
Yeah, it was a quad. And
nobody wants to know about good Belgian beers.
Probably the best beer they had there. Yes, we tried that. Yeah.
I want to hear about
it. Oh, also, we got some, she got a quad from.
You think you do, you don't.
Allagash. Yeah, Allagash quad.
Yeah, and Colin's drinking Allagash white right now.
Yeah, Mikey.
No.
You like it?
No.
And it sucks, and so I won't kiss him.
She doesn't like it. She thinks
good
it's
job. But, you know, I'm not making out with you today, buddy. You and your Allagash white can go to bed yourself. Go to bed alone. You and your Allagash white can go to bed alone. I'm not making out with you today.
Something here. I mean,
no makeouts.
Dude, there's an airplane in the sky constantly here, by the way.
Oh, I know. And every time the jet flies over, you want to hear the highway to the danger zone.
Oh, that's fucking, like
they're so loud. It's actually jets. They're like always in twos.
They're everywhere. Yeah,
it's called the National Guard, they're keeping you safe.
And we went to the beach, so that was cool.
Okay. Oh, we saw some dead jellyfish on the beach.
Yeah. So if you're from Colorado and you don't know what this stuff looks like, it's very impressive. You're like,
but I feel like jellyfish are aliens. Bro. Like, they don't have brains. They don't have bones. They don't have
Look that shit up. They really are aliens.
They're fucking weird.
Well, there's 3 minutes, so we should probably sign off.
We can keep up the 3 minutes.
Keep up the 3 minutes.
Keep up the three minutes, guys. Bye.
You don't have to use all 3 minutes. Yeah.
You can totally take the jellyfish and stick it on your skin for a little bit. It'll get you so high.
Is that right?
I don't think that's
how it's not. Works. That's not right.
Oh, not how that works.
But I do want somebody to leave me a bad review.
One star.
If you're going to go on Apple Podcasts, please leave a 5-star. But then if you got a bad review, that's fine. Put it in the comments. Yeah. But just make sure the stars are 5.
So I completely forgot that that Rad Doug sent me a picture of the cold beer New Mexico bar that he went to today in Raton,
cold
New Mexico.
Beer.
And here is their beer list on draft.
Oh my God, here we go.
On draft.
Shinerbach.
Yeah.
Wait. Shinerbach.
Nick, wait, stop, Rad Stacey. What else do they have on tap, Nick? What's your guess?
Where are we at?
Raton, New Mexico.
Raton cold and Shinerbach's the lead.
Shinerbach, but that's actually impressed. I'm impressed that Shinerbach's on.
The lead is actually something called Marble Desert Fog IPA.
What?
Oh,
is this a craft beer bar in a tiny New Mexico town?
Cold beer. Yeah, so Raton apparently, or the little area that they're in, there are 3.3 people per square mile. That's the population. So gene pool shallow, beer pool surprisingly deep.
Yeah, they just happen to be beer guys, beer peoples there.
Where's the hoppy abduction ale?
Yeah, so what else do you guys think is on? And this is all just draft. Like, I'm sure they have bottles too, but this is what he sent me that was on.
Do
draft.
They have an? Well, now I'm like, they might be on something. Do they have a New Mexico brewery on tap?
Yeah, so I think that's what these are, is like Marble Desert, because there's a couple of marbles on here. Marble Cerveza is on draft too. And then there's a couple that are sold out that I can't see because they put like a sticker over it that's just sold out. So I don't
see,
know what it is.
That place is into their beer. Look at that place.
They have a Lazy Bear Blonde.
If you're
going to
put
1554,
you're
going to
put a sold out.
Wow.
You could put a sold out on the thing. You're like actually paying attention to your taps.
Oh, Santa Fe Social Hour. Rogue Dead Guy on draft, guys.
Wow.
Nice. Whoa.
That's for the regulars.
Dark glass.
That's for the regulars.
On draft.
There again, another regulars.
Black Butte Porter, your favorite.
Look at that. See, this is a beer bar.
They also have Stone IPA and Stone Tangerine, which I don't know about
for
the Stone Tangerine, but
you can be in a small town and still have a beer bar. Okay, everyone.
Yeah. They also have PBR, Dos Equis.
Somebody,
and a couple of ciders. So.
Somebody knows what they're doing there.
Impressive.
They're like, they've got the beer that makes money, but then they also have some beer for us nerds too. You're like,
he said that the food was pretty good, and he had a 1554.
Dang,
he should have ventured out and tried something else. I kind of got after him about that. But that was fine.
Good, yeah. Tell him like he's up shit creek when he gets back.
I do love the way he describes things. Oh, it's Colfax County, New Mexico is where he's at. And he says population 3.3 people per square mile. It's kind of weird in a way. The land is not inhospitable or doesn't appear that way. So I'm not sure why there's so few people. And I was like, probably because there's no Walmart to work at.
Dang it.
Maybe I'm moving.
Where's the Walmart?
I might be retiring.
Where's the Walmart, Colfax?
I might be retiring there.
Yeah.
No people. No Walmart and craft beer?
Yeah. And no Walmart and the craft beer? I'm there.
It's just that they're closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. They opened up today.
Well, that's all right. I can sober up for a couple days and then get back at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to go every day.
You don't?
Well, I do, but I won't. This is when we open up our tap and discover that Rad Stacey and the Nick 80 haven't done anything on tap. And then we talk about what I did on the tap. Rad _ Stacey with an E. What have you been drinking?
So it's been a very busy week for me, but I did have a really fun and weird beer from Barrique Brewing Company out of, and I'm working through these Nashville beers. And oh, okay. Let me see if I can pronounce the beer, because it was this weird, like, second weird run Tennessee cherry pronunciation. Beer. What now?
That's a weird Tennessee pronunciation. It's hard to.
I don't know. I don't even know. It was called like Morin.
I am Morin. Damn near killed him.
You're the moron.
It was a second use cherry beer. So like they had already done like a first run of this sour cherry, and then they used the cherries again to make this other funky back, sour beer.
You know what? We still got some cherries. I'm gonna make another one. We'll make another one that no one gives a shit about.
Like, and it was funny because I asked the guy, I was like, hey, you know, which one? I said, you know, if you've heard of New Belgium and you've heard of Transatlantic Creek and all of these, which they had, I said, you know, I want something that's kind of dark and funky and weird and not something that's, you know, just fresh and bright and what other people are looking for. Like, I want weirdness. And so he recommended this one and I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I did. And it's not, so there's one that it's called Prince Cherry, but that's the first run of it. And now I'm trying to find what exactly it was called, cause I didn't take a picture of it cause I'm an asshole. And, I will find it.
Okay.
But these cherries only grow in like Canada, North America, and then this really small province in India, which I thought was really weird.
That is weird.
But it's a breed of sour cherry, and it's actually the only fruit. The guy was telling me that it's the only fruit that they use in their beers that doesn't actually come from Tennessee. So I thought that was kind of unique.
It's gotta be frustrating.
And and then I had this beer that I already talked about, which is the Yazoo Hefeweizen, and that was honestly it, guys. It's been a little wild for me the past few days, and the coronas that I had.
Oh, don't check those in. That's embarrassing. Nick 80, what have you been drinking this week?
Oh man, wild weekend.
Oh man, here we go.
Wild.
Here we go. Get ready, folks. Wild. Here we go.
Crap, I don't remember what I did.
Yep. That was wild, man. I was like, I was watching. Wild.
Oh, Friday night.
I was watching almost, it was basically live Friday on Untappd. Night, I was like, man, here we go, Nick.
Live on Untappd.
Yeah, I was like, man, Nick went live. There you go on Untappd. Untappd. Why don't you have a live, go live thing? Come on, Untappd. You want to make some money. So you
check in live time.
Yeah, I'm live timing.
Watch me check in. Friday night was the car show in North Fresno.
North Fresno? Yeah.
Rods on the Bluff.
Rods on the Bluff.
Rods on the Bluff. So we went to the car show.
Palmanese, out there in Palmanese.
Palmanese,
Those rods.
Those damn rods.
Oh my God, so many rods.
They're all hot. They're all hot rods. They're hotter than Hot Pockets.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet they know how to warm up a hot pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Okay. Note that down the day Stacy decided not to come.
Yeah, I finally broke Stacy. Finally.
No, like, you didn't.
Damn it.
I have the pronunciation of that cherry now, though, if you're interested.
Yeah, what is
it? Montmorency.
Montmorency.
Yeah, Montmorency cherry.
It's from Montmorency. Morrissey? You a big Morrissey fan?
Montmorency.
Who's the Morrissey fan here?
Not Morrissey. Morrissey.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I misheard.
I want the Morrissey cherry.
Get the Morrissey. You got the Morrissey cherry?
You got some Morrissey cherry?
I really like his song, You're the One for Me, Fatty. It's a good one.
Wait, is that a real song?
Yeah. Uh-oh. You're the one for me, fatty. You're the one I really, really love. You never heard that song?
I'm sure I have, because
it's great.
I know somebody that's into Morrissey, but I don't recognize it right now.
I mean, I know Morrissey, but it's
I mean, I know Morrissey, but I heard it.
I saw Morrissey at the Rainbow Ballroom.
Whoa. Wow. What?
In the early that was
probably a good show.
He played, it was a great show.
He played Rainbow?
He played Rainbow.
What the
fuck? Sure did.
That's wild, man.
Yes. Yep.
Man, the Rainbow was like the secret for seeing really good shows.
Yeah. I saw Megadeth there too.
I saw Deftones. I saw Deftones.
Yeah, I saw you.
Yeah?
No.
I saw Deftones there.
No, nobody cares.
Well, yeah. You should, because I saw
Megadeth there. And Morrissey is cooler.
I don't know. Megadeth. Who opens for in that show? Megadeth or Morrissey?
Who opened for them? I actually don't even remember who opened for them. Well, because I saw Megadeth at the Fresno Fair. Also, yeah. No, it wasn't the Fresno Fair. It was just at Paul Paul Theater. And Monster Magnet opened for them.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Yeah. Space Lord. Mother.
Yeah, the radio edit.
One song they have. One song. They have one song that they're forced to play last.
Yeah.
Your band
forever that, the headliner.
You cannot ever not song. Play that song last. Like, oh, we're so imagine they play that the like middle of the set. It's like, wow. Well, what are we gonna do now?
Base Lord, guess we'll
just
mother.
We'll just go get some more New Belgians at the snack bar.
Yeah, I was probably like 17 or something at that show. 16 or 17.
Was it a birthday bash or was that a?
I cannot remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I went with
are you finally. Friends. Are you, it's your birthday, Red Stacy.
Dude,
you,
I had a crush on.
Uh oh.
And he, Morrison? It was unrequited love. Oh, he did not have a crush back. I know. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Unimaginable. What a piece of shit. He must have, like, just guys.
Yeah, I heard he went out and, like, fathered a whole bunch of kids, so I'm good.
Wow.
Just went fathering all over town.
Yeah, he really did.
Well, you know.
I didn't need that kind of strong seed in my life.
Strong seed.
So I think I dodged a bullet there. Literally. nice sidebar.
Yeah. Wait. Is that a tangent?
I also had.
Wait, you're trying to say that's a tangent? Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Tangent. Tangent.
Everyone wait until the tangent bumper loads up. Everyone stop what they're doing. Let's all wait. All right, there you go.
All right, cool. I also had a Saison DuPont.
Saison DuPont. Saison DuPont.
One of the best beers in the world, if you're not into a little Saison DuPont every once in a while.
When I'm having a Saison DuPont, what am I experiencing? Is that a
Grey Poupon?
Is that an ale? Am I putting it on my hot dog? Is that what I dip it and dip my hot dog in it? Is that what
I do? You definitely boil your hot dogs in it.
Oh.
For sure. And then you drink the Saison DuPont hot dog.
Oh,
beer.
The juice. The boiled juice.
The hot dog water in a beer?
Yes.
Oh.
Can I get a Saison DuPont with a hot dog garnish, please?
Does anybody
randle it through some hot dogs?
Oh, I guess some, asparagus. Maybe I should, if I have old beer, should I boil, like make some hot dogs with old beer instead of water?
Yeah.
Should I do that?
I've used beer in old beer in recipes. You know, if it's really, really old or like super cardboardy, maybe you don't want to, but I would say if you're just, you know, sauteing some veggies or boiling some wieners, probably good.
Yeah, you gotta be careful though when you're boiling wieners.
Make some beer gravy.
Is that why the pocket's hot, to boil the wieners?
Yeah.
Boiled hot pockets, boiling it in old beer. That's probably like, that's a ticket.
Ooh, boil your hot Pop Pockets, everyone. Let's start that.
I feel like this is turning into Fear Factor.
This whole show has always been a Fear Factor.
I'd like my Hot Pockets poached soft, please.
Nick, do you have any other beers you want to share?
Did I share any at all?
I feel like you did one.
No. Oh, okay. We railroaded that whole thing.
Sure. I drank beer. That's all you need to know.
What? Come on, give me one more.
Did you have your weekly therapist?
No, I had an LCAP from Tioga Sequoia, which is a
I've had
therapist
it.
Replacement.
Had it.
Is there really a replacement for it?
Brad Stacy grimaces in my comment. I had a prankster, New Belgian prankster at Eureka Burger.
Oh.
That was very nice. And that also, side note, a beer, you will know if you got the right beer at Eureka Burger. If you order a prankster, you'll know you got the right beer.
Yeah, it's probably the funkier.
There's no question about it.
Yeah.
Can't I mistake like that
for an IPA.
Which does happen at Eureka Burger.
Saturday, I had some Shermans.
There'll be a miscommunication.
Sure, man.
I found myself at the old docks on Bullard and Marks.
Oh.
Which at one time was a craft beer haven. Heaven.
It's so bright in there now. I can't.
It's so bright. It is not what it once was.
It's jarring. Sure. It's like really.
Yeah, but they do have Tioga Sequoia, and it was rather fresh. Fresh enough to purchase. Store, by the way.
Man.
Oh, Sunday was a travel day. I only had a Peroni.
Oh. Stay with Heritage Beer, huh?
Italian.
It was on draft at an Italian restaurant in Elk Grove.
Oh.
On a road during our road trip. So I was like, yeah, on draft. Okay.
Yeah, Peroni.
I like a Peroni every now and again.
Yeah. Now and again.
I have had one or two at Piemonte's.
Piemonte's.
Yeah, sometimes I'll get a Peroni when I'm getting my sausage and sando.
Are those separate events or together events?
Definitely separate. Like, sausage goes home to the freezer, and then the sandwich gets eaten.
Okay.
On the way home.
Such a long drive.
Sometimes delivered to the funeral home,
or
whichever home I'm at.
Do we need to chill this for you, ma'am? Don't worry, I got it covered. Hammy's next to Grammy.
I do love getting DoorDash at the funeral home because I always leave a message saying, like, come in the front door.
If you dare.
Ask for the Undertaker. No.
Wow.
They're usually weird. Like, a lot of times they're weird about it. It's like, what do I do? Come in the back.
I had. No one cares.
I care. What'd you have?
Everyone wait. I got let it load up.
I'm dying to know.
I was not expecting it to go that quickly to what I had.
You weren't expecting us to be so lame.
Yeah. No. I talked about building a very discounted six pack of craft beer at the market on drinkingandthinking.substack.com if you want to check it out. But one of those beers was a Big Little Thing IPA, but the Tall Boy Big Little Thing from Sierra Nevada.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And Tall Boy out. I've never seen it outside of the Yard House.
It said the market's got the Tall Boy of it.
Nice.
And Mongo, the Pizza Port double IPA. They got that for $2.99 at the market.
Wow. You get
16 ounce can of double IPA. So who cares if it's like super mediocre?
Fresh.
No, it is fresh though.
Okay.
Epic IPA from Mammoth Brewing. our eastern side of the Sierra neighbors. And is this from last week? No, I think it was from Another Life, the cold IPA from Firestone. So wasn't super active a week, but still active enough. This is a budget, one of those budget weeks that tend to happen. Bye week. Yeah. Yeah, it's a bye week. The Dorktown on Untapped, the Nick Katie. Yeah, don't never mind my sighing. That's that doesn't mean anything. One day when I'm retired, I won't have to sigh anymore. But since I have to work a day job, there's many sighs that happen throughout the day. Looking for music. Hold on, everyone, hold on.
I hear buzzing.
Everyone, what?
Is that buzzing?
No, it's impossible.
Is that just inside my head?
Yeah, it's just in your head.
It's the bees.
Great.
The bees.
Those bees.
Head bees.
Bees. I got bees coming from overseas.
Queso.
Cheese depot.
I think we need to learn all the words for cheese.
Cheers.
Are there places where cheese is illegal?
Don't say such things.
I don't know, because I just want to put that on my list of no-go zone.
Yeah, I'll never go there. Like, where's a good place to get some cheese around here in the band?
Right to jail.
Straight to jail.
Cheers. Stacy, do you have some cheers?
Yeah, so cheers to everyone who's going to wish me a happy birthday. Aww. It is it's the third time that I'm turning 40, so it's amazing. And I actually put in my calendar, because I have a feeling I might be a little bit schnockered, but I put it in my calendar to be on the Zoom call on Friday.
Friday night. That's going to be exciting.
I'm going to be happens. On it.
Wait, you're going to be in a hot tub and calling the Zoom?
Maybe.
Wow. I might have to get on there.
Right.
What's I think it'll be a good time. So yeah, I put all that info in my calendar because I was like, I won't be
get on the Zoom. Well, if you go on the logger line on our Discord channel, you will see the Zoom information. Usually if somebody doesn't post it on there, then you can say on the Discord, like, hey, what's the Zoom numbers? And somebody will respond.
I have the Zoom app on my phone already. I also have it on my laptop, which I'm taking. Wow. And it is 820-3235-1343. Password is beer, all lowercase.
Wait, that's what it was last time.
So ordered.
No, it's always the same, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it's always the same.
I don't want to say it, but.
Yeah, because I joined it by myself today, and it let me in.
You're just by yourself on the Zoom.
Like, I was like, wouldn't it be weird if somebody was on it? But nobody was on it. It was just me, and I was like, hello.
You're like, hi. Yeah,
so, hey, log in randomly every once in a while. You might find me in there.
All right.
Just going like, you're like, hey, guys.
Stacey, what are you doing? I'm just hanging out.
Yeah, bro?
There you go. Yeah, if you ever wanted to get on the Friday night Zoom, it's
so good
tonight with Rad Stacy celebrating her birthday on the Central Coast.
That's right. I'm going to be wearing my Sycamore Springs robe. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be hot tubbing. I'll tell you guys about how it smells like rotten eggs and how my skin feels so good. It's going to be great.
Yes.
And then you say, did they bleach that hot tub? You'll say, no.
It's natural.
YOLO.
Yeah.
Again, I don't put my head under.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry. No water in the mouth.
Nick?
Cheers to Rad Stacey. Happy birthday.
Hey, thanks.
Happy birthday, Rad Stacey.
Hey.
Glad I was born.
Good job. Good job being born.
It certainly has been your pleasure.
Way to go. Way to get out there. Is it Clovis?
We're not saying no.
Was it in Clovis?
Was what in Clovis?
Where you were born?
No, I was born at St. Agony Hospital in Fresno.
Dang. Fresno.
That's right.
But you're 81, right?
1981.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow.
42 years old. Secret to the fact that I only look 41 is I take hyaluronic acid.
Not a day over 41 and a half.
Vitamins. Acid. And beer. I'm a big fan of exfoliating. So
yeah.
And sign up for my hydrating skin routine.
Oh. Follow me for more TED Talks.
Right. Exactly. Embalming fluid, just like splash.
Right.
Splash it on here.
Then a nap in the freezer.
Yes. Cryotherapy is a big deal.
Oh yeah.
Is that all your cheers, Nick?
Ooh, did we have another cheers?
Gosh. I'm asking you. I got one here. There is a big cheers to always to Hops_Hound for always promoting the show on social media. And anybody always that does that,
the show.
We appreciate that. But big cheers to Bay Cyclone. Because he hit the 500 uniques badge, which is legendary. Ooh. Badge.
Holy moly.
Bay Cyclone, 500 uniques.
Don't go swimming with all those badges on. You'll sink.
And our golden gods, obviously, they're rad. They provide us the so we can pay bills here. Thank you, golden gods. But they do get to listen to the tailgate. That's pretty cool. If you want to be a golden god, you get to listen to the tailgate.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, I did have one more thing.
Okay.
I read this today that did you know that the pool on the Titanic is still full of water?
Thanks for listening to the Perfect Pour. Have a great week.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, everybody.
Be safe. Even if you're swimming.
Don't go swimming in the pool.
In the Titanic pool. Be safe. Now, don't go in the deep end of that swimming pool. The Titanic swimming pool.
Wear your floaties.
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure you got a lifeboat. You're on a lifeboat before you get on that. Or at least have a door that you can. That only you can stay on.
Still full of water.
And
they cracked me up.
Oh, dad jokes. It's not Father's Day.
I make myself mad.
Thanks for listening to Perfect Pour. I gotta cycle through all the things.
I think we already did that.
But before you do all that,
you gotta check your date.